Campaign finance law doesn't seem like that sexy of a topic. However, the intricacies of the Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971 recently took on a decidedly salacious bent in a North Carolina federal courthouse. There, former senator, vice presidential candidate, and presidential candidate John Edwards was charged and prosecuted on 6 counts of violating campaign finance laws for the purpose of covering up one of the more tawdry and shocking extramarital affairs in recent political history. John Edwards won the hearts of many dedicated voters, presenting himself not only as a champion of the poor, but also as a devoted family man, dedicated to Elizabeth, his wife of over 30 years, with whom he survived the tragic death of their beloved teenage son, Wade. Voters were charmed by the picture of this loving, attractive family, which figured prominently in both his 2004 and 2008 presidential campaigns. Many were moved when Elizabeth was diagnosed with cancer, first in 2004 and again in 2007. Accordingly, the public was shocked to learn that during 2006 and 2007, Edwards was having an affair with Riel Hunter, who would eventually give birth to his child in February 2008. So what in the world does this sad story have to do with campaign finance laws? For all of 2007 and much of 2008, Edwards' presidential campaign was funded by the John Edwards for President Committee, formed under federal election laws and subject to them. Specifically, during that time, no individual could contribute more than $2,300 to a candidate, which includes paying expenses at the request or suggestion of the candidate and making payments for personal expenses unless they would have been made irrespective of the candidacy. So, payments to Edwards from even friends during this time might be limited as political contributions, including payments to hide what would be a career-ending affair. Two sets of such contributions centered in the criminal charges. First, heiress Rachel Bunny Mellon, a loyal supporter of Edwards, made $725,000 in payments during 07-08 to an aide, Andrew Young, to be used to pay for Hunter's expenses. Second, Edwards' finance chairperson, trial attorney Fred Barron, spent $200,000 to move Young's family and Hunter around the country to hide Hunter's pregnancy from the public. No money came from the committee, and none was paid directly to Edwards. Moreover, he denies knowing of these payments. Were the payments from Mellon and Barron meant to help out their friend or to preserve the candidacy? This fine line between friendship and political loyalty may be hard to draw, or at least to prove in a court of law. Mellon, who is 101 years old, did not testify, and Fred Barron passed away in 2008, so the jury couldn't hear from them as to whether the payments were to help Edwards the man or Edwards the candidate. Nor could the jury hear from them as to whether Edwards requested or knew of the payments. Perhaps this is why the jury eventually found Edwards not guilty on one count and hung on the remaining 5. Prosecutors have said they will not retry the case. Even more interesting is why this case was brought in the first place. Under current law, these payments could have been made to a political action committee and spent legally without limit following the Citizens United case. One has to wonder what part the salacious affair played in convincing prosecutors that they could win over a jury. If Mellon had merely continued to pay for Edwards' expensive haircuts, we might have been spared the details. This is Christine Hurt.